Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another fucking episode of Drunk Talk KY. Do you believe that?
What?
Yep, we're here. We're here. Mentally, I am not. But I'm here for you. Past week or so, I've basically on the verge of a divorce due to domestic violence, not on my part, must I say, but straight up, it's been a fucking rocky road. I realize that I'm rusty as fuck in the game. I'm not fucking what I used to be. But regardless, I'm a handsome man with a well-spoken vocabulary and fucking goddamn a good body. Small dick. You know, all the pluses. That's fucking hilarious. But yeah, fucking I'm just trying to work this shit out. I don't know what to do or how to do it. Or when to do it. I myself have been in contact with some beautiful ladies. Anna fucking is probably the one I deal with the best, and ever since she came along, I fucking basically shut down everybody else. But regardless, this is mind consuming. This everything about this is just fucking goddamn I can't think at work. All the guys at work are telling me that fucking if I'm any more depressed, they're going to fucking goddamn start killing themselves just out of my depression, because I'm just bringing down the fucking, I'm bringing down the fucking momentum and the fucking goddamn, everything on the job. I can't think straight. It's fucked me up. It has fucked me up. I'm having a fucking hard time with this. I've been trying to stay strong, keep my fucking chin up, and goddamn struggle through it. But regardless, after fucking 13 years, that's a long time to fucking, that's a third of my life just pissed away. And it's not a good fucking situation. It's not a fucking good situation. And I'm trying to be all I can be, like the old Army commercial said. Be all you can be in the Army. Yeah, well, I was in the fucking Navy, so. Fuck the dumb shit. I was basically a fucking Marine. But yeah, fucking, I often wonder about my circumstances and the situations that I put myself in and the influences that I have on other people. For example, my wife, I guess soon to be ex-wife, whatever the fuck it is, she said that it's my drinking that's bringing us down. But the funny thing is the entire time we've been together, for the 13 years we've been together, I woke up in the morning drinking, and I went to bed drinking. It was only the past 5 years that fucking there's been a problem when she started drinking. When she has Indian in her, so yeah, she can't handle that fire water, but I find it hard to believe that it is me. I know that I am not the fucking goddamn best person to be around, or fucking, I cannot fucking justify what I have said to her or fucking what I've done, which I'm not an abusive man. I am an abused man, but I'm not an abusive man. And I've always, even in my drunkest state, even blackout drunk, I've kept my fucking hands to myself and fucking tried to simmer the situation, try to make sure that shit don't get escalated. But here recently, I've found myself to the point where I'm starting to get fucking real ignorant, and that's not healthy for me. I promise it's not healthy for her. It's only gonna get worse. And I gave her the ultimatum, fucking goddamn quit drinking, and I will see how you are before I come back. But she didn't like that. She didn't like to hear that I wasn't gonna just come back. That I was just fucking goddamn, that I was just gonna be a fucking puppet and just come back and fucking bend to her fucking dumb shit. It ain't happening. I'm not doing it anymore. As a fucking logical thinking man, I cannot, I will not, and I should not. But yet I'm still fucking trying. And I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Because just as last night, I came over because I wanted to try to work things out. I didn't want to piss away fucking 13 years. Why would I? I mean, I love this woman. I do. I love that fucking woman. We have had so much fucking time together and whatnot, but when I got here, I told her to fucking be sober. I made it a point to be sober when I got here. And she was not. And then she started her shit right off the bat, and I was getting ready to leave. Then she threw herself at me, which, I mean, after a week of no fucking woman contact, yeah, that's pretty sweet to have that. So I did become a fucking puppet, and she was a puppeteer. And then after that, you know, fucking, we were laying down. She wanted me to stay. I told her I would. And then she started talking all this shit. And I was like, look, this is a dating process. I'm not here just to fuck you or fucking goddamn, you know, fucking be your husband again. This is a dating process. I was like, I'm going to stop by every day just to see if we can make this work. See if I'm seeing any type of changes. Well, she flipped the fuck out, of course. Which showed me it was the same shit I'd been dealing with when I left. And that nothing had changed. And then my stupid ass came here tonight to fucking goddamn bring her food and shit like that. But and there's got to be a fucking stopping point. There's got to be something that I just have to, I just have to fucking realize that, I can't fucking save everybody. I need to focus more on myself. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I tried to fucking tell her, look, I'm not coming back until I see fucking goddamn change. I see some type of progress. But so far, no go, which is fine with me. It's really not, but I will. I'll wash my fucking hands of this, and I'll find happiness somewhere else, which I should. And I feel bad because I don't think mentally she can handle the situation. But then again, mentally, I can't handle her situation. So it's a give and take. It's what's it worth to me compared to what's it worth to her. And she has, even tonight, I came home, she's passed out drunk. I haven't fucking talked to her once tonight. And it's... She did promise me she'd be sober, but yeah, she's passed out drunk, man. I can't really fucking goddamn, can't keep going down that path. I mean, I drink also, but I'm a functioning alcoholic. Not trying to pat myself on the back or try to justify my fucking goddamn activities and what I do with my life, but I am. I go to work every fucking morning. She's been to work fucking goddamn one day in fucking 2.5 weeks. That's, or 1.5 weeks. Yeah, fucking goddamn, basically 12 days. Or 11 days, whatever the fuck. But regardless, she got so drunk, she fucking passed out, fucking blackened her own eye. And I'm afraid to even fucking goddamn be here because I'm gonna get the fucking goddamn, I'm gonna be the one fucking, answering for that fucking goddamn eye, which I'm sure fucking people have asked, because she did go to work one day with that black eye, and it is not my fucking fault. I was not here when that happened. Maybe somebody else hit her, or she did truly fall, but regardless, it was not me. I'm not a fucking woman beater, and I refuse to be, and it kind of hurt me to see her in that situation. I almost felt fucking, I felt like fucking, almost like I was trying to take care of a child that didn't know any better. And that's not good for me either. I need to be there for myself and not fucking have to worry about somebody else, which that is my biggest fucking thing, is I worry about everybody else before myself. I'll put myself in hardship before I see somebody else fucking go into hardship or fucking try to be in hardship. And it's, I've realized that I need to live my best life. I do not fucking need to goddamn keep on going down the path I always have. Because I'm getting to the point, I've had multiple mini strokes, a minor heart attack. My life is not much fucking longer on this earth. So I'm going to live it the best I fucking can. And I'm going to fucking make something of it. I'm going to make something of it. Even if I don't fucking make an impact on the world, at least I'm fucking goddamn happy when I die. The day I fucking die, I better be in a fucking piece of fucking goddamn good fucking tight pussy and fucking stroke the fuck out. Fucking go off this fucking earth fucking in the best way possible. I don't want to be asleep. I want to be in fucking goddamn I want to be in someone that I love. I want to be happy and content. I want to actually fucking die with some type of pride and humbleness, some type of value, some type of fucking goddamn, I want to die knowing that I actually tried, that I did not give up, that the day I fucking die was my best day. That's all I want. And if I cannot give that to myself, then I have failed myself and everybody else that ever knew me. I will fucking goddamn, I will go down in misery because misery loves company, and most the people that I put myself around are miserable or have some type of misery in them, and I listen to it and I try to be that fucking person to fucking help them because of the misery that I've lived all of my life. But then again, I need to fucking, that needs to be over. I need to do it no more. No more. I need to fucking goddamn look up at the sky and appreciate that the sky is blue. I need to look at that fucking beautiful moon and appreciate it's here for us. I need to look at the sun, not directly at the sun, but I need to look at the sun and appreciate it's giving life to this fucking earth. And I need them stars in the night sky. That is my favorite fucking goddamn time, is looking at the stars at night, looking at them, and just being in awe of the fucking goddamn massiveness, the fucking how many fucking thousands of light years or fucking hundreds of light years fucking these fucking images are away from us. And it's humbling, and I need to maintain my humbleness. I need to maintain being humble, because I found myself being filled with anger and discontent, rage, hatred. That's not who I am or what I am. Who I am in what I am. Is a helpful, kind-hearted soul that bends over backwards for everybody but himself. And I will always be that way. I will. But the thing is I need to realize that everybody else don't live my life. Everybody else, yeah, I might fucking go to sleep that night thinking, yeah, I helped somebody. That I did good for somebody. I loaned them money. I fucking goddamn help them build something for free. I fucking goddamn bent over backwards to fucking make them feel fucking at home. Whatever. It has to start being about me. And that's selfish as fuck to say, but truly, I think my best life is ahead of me. It's not my past, I promise that. But it is ahead of me. My best life is ahead of me. And one day when the Grim Reaper fucking comes and takes me, I want to be ready to go. I want to be looking at him being like, yep, why'd it take you this long, pussy? And just fucking walk away. Just disappear into the ether. And I don't want anybody to mourn for me. I want everybody to goddamn fucking celebrate the life that I've lived and the fucking things that I've done. That will make my death worth dying for. Nothing more, nothing less. I have myself done fucked up things in my life. Because as children and a goddamn fucking youth, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And you do a lot of fucking things. And I paid that karma. I paid that karma back. But as of right now, I believe I've paid my fucking karma. Paid it in full plus interest. So I'm ready to start fucking going forward. I'm ready to start fucking. My son is grown. I have a fucking good job making good money. I'm still fairly young. So, I've got the perfect opportunity to just fucking grab the ball and fucking run to that goal line. And I believe that I will fucking goddamn tuck down and fucking goddamn hit anybody in the way. To make it, so I can have that touchdown at the end of the fucking road. Run that fucking 100 yards. And end it happy as fuck on the last fucking goddamn seconds of the game. Raise my hands. Give everybody a good fucking middle finger. Fuck you. With a smile. Because it's nothing but love. And then just fucking peer. But you always can't get what you want. Can't always get what you want. You can't. And it all seems like a good fucking fantasy, a good fucking, a good option, but I'm the only one that can make it happen, and we'll see if it comes to fruition, see if it actually comes out the way I want it. Maybe not, most likely not, but I have options, and I'm not gonna fucking goddamn, I'm not gonna lay down and get fucking beat with a sledgehammer. I'm gonna fucking goddamn stand there fighting as they're fucking shooting at me. Not saying that, you know, I'm gonna do anything stupid. I'm just, it's an analogy. You know, fucking they have guns. All I have is my fist, but I'm gonna fucking go down fighting. I am. I'm not gonna fucking goddamn continue misery. I will make these fucking last days of my life the best I've fucking ever lived. And I've lived some fucking good days in my life. So that's a fucking hell of a hill to climb, but I think I could do it. I don't have anything fucking hold me down anymore. Not a wife, not a child, nothing. It's balls to the fucking wall. Let's fucking goddamn do this. I'm gonna fucking goddamn beat my fucking dick off a fucking homeless fucking dude's head and whatever the fuck I want to do when I fucking want to do it. It don't matter. I'm just gonna get fucking ignorant from here. And I just fucking, I just want fucking peace. That's all I fucking want. Peace and pussy. I know that's vulgar as fuck, but honestly, I mean, there's nothing that makes me happier than a fucking woman. Just having a fucking woman is fucking goddamn, it's awe inspiring. And I know you all are probably thinking, yeah, I'm fucking, he's a chauvinistic fucking piece of shit. No, I'm not. Well, if you've ever listened to this fucking podcast, yeah, you know I am, but it's chauvinism with respect and love. It is. And I mean, I know that's almost like an oxymoron where that's not even fucking real, but it is real because I have values. I've never cheated on a woman. I've never goddamn beat a woman. I've never, you know, went down the fucking paths of these pieces of shit fucking in everyday life that most of you fucking live with or fucking deal with on a daily basis at work or fucking whatever the case. But I'm a different breed of chauvinist. I say things for the shock value, which I probably shouldn't, but I do. It's for the shock value. I don't give a fuck. I try to be real. And if I can't be real with myself, then I damn sure can't be real with everybody else. And that's what this podcast is all about, is being real and talking the truth and going through and saying the things that most people wouldn't or are afraid to, and actually mean them, not just playing to people's fucking goddamn attention, but actually fucking mean them. And I know I just said I do it for the shock value and then talk about just meaning it, but yeah, I do mean it, and I mean it when I do the shock value. Because I know people don't want to fucking hear dumb shit that I say, the type of fucking goddamn language that I use, and the type of fucking goddamn violence in my fucking goddamn voice. It's it could only go so far. So you know I mean it, but I'm saying it because I know it's gonna fucking shock people. I know it's gonna fucking goddamn blow their fucking mind, and they'll be like, what? Did he really just say that? But if you truly think about it, am I wrong? Have I not explained it properly? Because that's the whole fucking point, is that I probably haven't. But yet, everything I fucking say, I say to shock people into fucking reality. To shock people into fucking goddamn common sense. Make them second guess their own life and their own values. Am I going down the right path? Have I done the right things? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. The answer is fucking no. But it's up to each of us to fucking find out which answers we are willing to accept. And if you cannot accept self-criticism, quit looking for them fucking answers and go fucking blow your brains out. Because all you're doing is creating misery for everybody else around you. Because if you know what you have to do and you do not do it, why the fuck is anybody else wasting their fucking breath telling you how to fucking live your life for fucking goddamn trying to help you? I know a lot of people like that. And I realize I'm going to have to fucking give up on every fucking one of them. I ain't going to fucking do it anymore. And my wife is one of them. But I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to wash my hands and then goose step the fuck out of this motherfucker. I mean, make a fucking presence when I fucking leave, because this is going to be the last time. And I really don't want it, but if she can't help herself, I've tried. I know I can't. So my only option is just to fucking goddamn avoid the misery. Avoid the fucking hatred. Avoid the discontent. Avoid the fucking goddamn misery. And find the yellow brick road wherever it may lie. But that's just my opinion. I'm only one man. I'm sure some of you out there are shaking your heads like, "That's why are you fucking so cold-hearted? Why are you so fucking goddamn dense?" Like I was thinking tonight, before I come over here, and I was thinking, I haven't cried I have been depressed, but I have not cried over losing my wife of 13 years or my partner of 13 years, which became my wife. I haven't cried over it. But then I realized I'm so fucking calloused that just when I lose a loving animal, like I had to put my fucking dog Oreo down. He was so sick. I dug a fucking hole. I put him in the hole and then put a bullet in his fucking head just to keep him from suffering. I laid with him the night before all night. But he was in misery. He was in pain. And that next morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I carried him out to that goddamn fucking goddamn grave, put him in that hole, and then put a bullet in his fucking head to put him out of his misery because he was so fucking miserable. That fucking hurt me. That was devastating to me. But yet, I don't cry about it. I don't fucking goddamn look back on it. I keep on moving forward, and I remember the good times, and then I remember that one bad time. And it does not, it does hurt my feelings. It does fucking goddamn make my heart fucking skip a beat thinking about my fucking best friend having to put him down, having to dig a hole for him and then put him in it and fucking put him down. I gave him my fucking goddamn prize t-shirt, my fucking goddamn Bill Goldberg WCW fucking from the early 90s fucking goddamn shirt that I've had all my life. I put that over him, and it was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. But I knew I needed to fucking do it. And that's where I'm at right now with this fucking goddamn marriage and relationship. Is it's going to be fucking heartbreaking, but I need to fucking be a man and realize that things need to be done. That I can't fucking let the suffering go on any longer. I'm not sure if that makes any sense to anybody, but I mean, that's about the best way I can fucking goddamn can put it out there to you. That's the best justification for my logic. Best analysis that I can fucking put out there is me putting my dog down and then losing my marriage. It's about the same fucking thing. It is fucking devastating. But yet, I didn't fucking goddamn cry when I put him down. Well, I have cried. But I maintained when I put him down. I wasn't shedding tears when I fucking put a bullet in his head because I knew it had to be done. He was already fucking dead. He was dying. He was lifeless when I carried him to the hole. But that's basically fucking my marriage. I'm basically at the night before when I was laying with my fucking goddamn dog before he died, laying with him, curled up next to him, giving him the best fucking life he could have. That's basically what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to give it the best fucking goddamn chance. But eventually, if things don't get better, I'm going to have to put a bullet in this relationship. I'm not talking about her. I'm just saying. It's a hypothetical. Put a bullet in this fucking relationship. And walk away, and just walk away. And yeah, when I think about it, it is going to make me sad. It will. For the rest of my life, it will. But regardless, it's for the best. I think it'll be for the best, because if things don't change, it's going to be for the best. I'll never have another fucking woman put her fucking hands on me. I'll never fucking goddamn live in filth and squalor. Never again. I'm done with all of it. I allowed it to go way too far because I'm passive aggressive. But regardless, I'm intelligent enough to fucking know that that shit's not right, and it cannot happen, and it will not happen ever again. And if I find myself in that same position, that is my fucking fault. I failed myself. But, yeah, it's been a while since I fucking done a podcast and whatnot. The night that I left BWL, the night I left her, I was going to do a podcast, and that's one of the big things that kind of got us going, is because she did not want to have me do a podcast. She was tired of me talking to my family, and she just wanted me all to herself, which I appreciate. I do appreciate a woman that. But then again, you can't be greedy. It's not a one-way fucking street. And yeah, when she put her hands on me, that was fine. I've dealt with that before. The thing was, is I was on the phone with my mother, and she smacked my hand. And stood up like she's going to smack my face. And I stood up. I was like, you fucking hit me. It'll be the last fucking time. And then she started hollering, Patty, Patty, fucking Chad hit me first, which I never did. And that was a breaking point, because she was hollering false rape. It's just like a woman fucking saying a man raped her when he didn't. I did not hit that fucking woman, and she was hollering fucking that I hit her. I was like, nope, I ain't going down this fucking path. I guarantee I'm not going down this path. And I left. I left for a fucking week. A week later, I'm here trying, but I don't think it's going to fucking happen. I almost need to just wash my hands of it and just fucking walk away. I'm going to go take a shower, and if she's not awake by then, because she's been drunk every time I fucking came here, if she hasn't changed, then I'm just going to get up and fucking walk away. I'm going to go back to a safe place and then kind of chew on my fucking future. It's just going to be hard, but it's going to fucking happen. I don't want it to happen, but I see it happening, because I don't see any changes. I don't see any changes from what the fuck I've dealt with to what the fuck I'm dealing with. There's no changes. Or if there are, they're very fucking goddamn back in the background. Might as well not even fucking call them changes, because they're not helping anything. But love all of you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my fucking rambling and fucking ignorance. And I really, do need this fucking podcast to, almost as like a, a therapist in a way. I don't know a single person out there. If I do, there's very few of them. I mean, I know several of my family members listen to this podcast and whatnot. Maybe not anymore, but regardless, I am fucking goddamn humbled that you guys are still listening to it. That, I mean, all the countries of fucking goddamn the women. That's what blows my mind, is the amount of fucking goddamn women. 48% of my fucking listeners are women. That blows my fucking mind. I don't see how that's possible. I see myself more as a fucking guy podcast, but no, fucking the women are fucking goddamn overtaking it. I don't know what you all see in this, but I appreciate it. I do appreciate you all fucking having an interest in what I have to say and how I say it. And I do thank you all for being here for me. And I know this podcast ain't the fucking best. It's only fucking gonna be like an hour at max. So I was just trying to fucking pour my heart out to my fucking listeners, and I'm sure you women fucking, hopeless fucking, hopeless romantics. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to be fucking all over this, but regardless, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to get women. I'm not trying to fucking, get fucking men to listen to me. I just want to be somebody that fucking, when they listen to me, they might be able to get some fucking knowledge. That is my fucking goddamn life. And like I said, I'm not the smartest man or anything like that, but I'm trying to fucking, I have a fucking goddamn, I have to help the world. I have to. And if I don't, I failed, and that's on me. But if I do, I'll die happy. I'll die fucking a happy death, or at least fucking live fucking in hell with a happy death, which is all you could ask for, because I'm going to hell. If in hell we do not meet, first in hell, save a seat. And I'm going to be saving some seats. But it don't really fucking matter if I try to make things right now or not, because it's not going to help me, but it will help the world. It will help society, and that's what I'm looking for. And so I'm trying to fucking goddamn be a positive fucking influence. Will I be? Probably not. Can I be? Probably not. Will I try? Yes, I will. So, I have 10 minutes left. And this has been a depressing goddamn fucking podcast. This is supposed to be a comedy podcast where people are laughing and having fun and whatnot. So, let's say a joke. All right? This is a joke you fucking play on anybody. Fucking, if I ask you, there's three birds, there's three white birds on a fucking fence. How many wings are there? Three white birds on a fence. How many wings are on there? You would say nine. I ask you, how many beaks are on that fence? You would say three. I ask you, how many legs are on that fence? Well, the first goddamn thing was six, but I don't know why the fuck I said nine. Never mind. But regardless, there's six fucking goddamn wings. There's 3 feet or 3 beaks, and there's 6 feet. I ask you how many feet. You say fucking goddamn six. God damn it. Starting to fucking get drunk. I'm fucking losing this. But regardless, three white birds. There's nine goddamn fucking wings, 3 beaks, and 9 feet on a fence. Well, there's a goddamn cat sitting below them, looking up at them. How many teeth does that cat have? Nobody knows, do they? There's not a fucking answer, because nobody knows how many teeth a fucking cat has. Yeah. But that goes to show you, you know more about fucking, fuck. No, I fucked that up. I fucked that up completely. God damn it. It's supposed to be fucking, you know more about fucking black cock than fucking white pussy is the whole thing. It's supposed to be a fucking white cat and then fucking black goddamn roosters or something. God damn it, I fucking destroyed that. I apologize. That just shows you fucking I'm getting lit. And my stroke has a big part of it, but I can't keep shit together anymore. But God damn it, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Well, yeah, three black cocks on a fucking goddamn fence, white cat on the ground, fucking goddamn fill in the blanks. God damn it. That's fucked up. Try to tell a joke and just fucking butcher it to fucking death. Well, that's what Drunk Talk Head was all about. It is. And, if any of you want to fucking get a hold of me, get a hold of me at Drunk Talk KY on fucking Instagram, or hit me up on fucking email at fucking orella58.cr@gmail.com. I would like to listen to some of my listeners. A lot of you, I think probably are my fucking, on my fucking Instagram and possibly Facebook or whatever, but because my Instagram's full of 90% women and fucking goddamn very few other men. So 47% of fucking my listeners are women, which is half. So it's I'm just kind of wondering what you guys think about it. How you guys can fucking help me change it. Where I'm fucking up, what I need to do, what I need to change. I know I probably need to put more of them out, but I really don't have time, but I try. And especially after I got rid of fucking Psycho BLLL, fucking, it's probably going to be a lot more coming out from this fucking shit, but please hit me up. Please tell me what you think. I don't have a website or any type of that where you could do reviews and fucking five-star me or anything like that. All I know is a lot of you fucking listen and a lot of you fucking goddamn continue listening. So I appreciate it. Much love to you all. I'm sorry for rambling on about my fucking hardships and my fucking ignorant fucking life that I put myself into. Just keep on keeping on. Keep your heads up. And I'll do the fucking same. Much love, y'all. Peace out.